Well, first of all, Paul, let's start with the signing that you have done so far. Torsten Stuckman, give us your thoughts on him and why he was the man you chose to be between the sticks for you in this upcoming campaign.
Yeah, well, at the end of the season, we had a list of goalkeepers, myself and staff, Paul Gerrard, and Torsten was one that was right up there that they tried to get in. And funnily enough, 2 years ago when I first took the job, we were very close to signing Torsten then, and he decided to stay at Preston. Got to give Torsten a bit of credit as well, because you know he could have stayed in the Championship and possibly a better deal, but he wanted to show commitment to us. He believed in what we're trying to do going into next season, and his experience more than anything else will be invaluable for us.
And he was speaking as well of wanting first team football, spent a lot of time on the bench last season at Preston, and I guess for him it's a chance to come down and nail down a number one spot.
Yeah, it is. You know, he wants to play football, and there's a lot to say about that, because players nowadays, some of them are quite happy sitting on the bench, being in a bigger league, and Torsten's at an age now where he wants football, he wants to try and get another promotion in his CV as well. And just the whole round character of the guy, you know, his mentality is very, very good. He's very vocal in what he does, and he completely fits the bill for what we're looking to bring in, not just in the goalkeeping position, but in every position.
Let's talk about other players you've been linked with then. One of the big names is Stephen Davis. Obviously, he'd been at Blackpool. He'd been on loan at Sheffield United as well. How close is that one? Is he someone you're talking to?
Yep, Stephen's a quality player, and he's actually somebody that I played with a long time ago at Derby. So he's somebody I know well. He's got a great character. He'd done well at Sheffield United last year. There's nothing imminent on that one at the minute. There's conversations going on with lots of players at the minute, you know, and it's getting the right ones, getting them in and getting them over the line.
What is it about him that you like then?
He can hold the ball up. He's got a fantastic left foot, technically. He gets himself in the box. Physically, he's a presence as well. You know, so the sort of players we're trying to bring in, and I spoke a lot about mentality at the end of last season, Stephen, like the others we're speaking to at the minute. I've got the right mentality. They know how to get into the top six, which is another big factor in recruitment this year. But not just getting in there, knowing what it takes to stay in there as well.
So nothing imminent on it, but possibilities, still talking?
Yeah, we're still talking. And as I said, we've got another 3 or 4 that we're talking to at the minute. And we've just got to make sure it's the right one. You know, I know fans, people on the board, people within the club, myself, want to get the signings done and over the line. But we've got to be very careful that we make sure it's the right one.
Are those 3 or 4 all strikers then? Is that what you're referencing there?
No. 3 or 4 strikers, 3 or 4 midfielders, defenders. We're speaking to loads at the minute, Jonathan. I'm not going to tell you anything more.
I've got to try. In midfield, you do need to replace, don't you? Dean Firmin left. We know what an influence he was on that midfield for you. So you need to replace him, don't you, pretty much?
Yeah, we do. But whether it's a like-for-like type of midfielder, we don't know, you know. We've got Richie, we've got Keith, we've got young Harry Middleton, who the last 6 months of last season really pushed himself, got better physically, got better technically and tactically as well. But we are a little bit light in there at the minute. We feel as if we need maybe a few more goals from the centre of midfield as well to chip in with the wide man. But like we're talking about with the forwards, there's 2 or 3 we're speaking to at the minute. I'm a big believer in sitting people down and actually meeting them 2 or 3 times face-to-face rather than doing it over the phone. And it's difficult at this time of year because a lot of the players are away on holiday, you know, so we're waiting on certain people coming back and sitting down and talking to them, and then they can get a feel for me and the club.
Bongani Kumalo, he's someone that's a free agent now. You've worked with him before. Would you maybe look at possibly bringing him back to the club?
Well, Bongs is I've been in contact with his representatives, and the problem that Bongs has got at the minute is he's working visa in this country. You know, through the unlucky injury that he had and the amount of time that he was out, he's not played the amount of games for the national team that's required and the amount of games in this country that's required, which makes it a problem in getting his visa. And it's looking unlikely at the minute that that's something he's sorted out, but I know that his representatives here and in South Africa have done everything they can to try and sort that out.
Is that disappointing for you then? Because it sounds like you would have been interested in signing him if possible.
Well, Bongs was fantastic for us, on and off the pitch, as a player and as a person. And he would definitely be one that we'd be interested in. I made the call to his agent at the end of the season just to find out what he was thinking, because he finished it really strongly with Colchester, and we were told then that the main problem was what was the visa, and that's an ongoing thing at the minute, and it's still a problem for him. And not disappointing for me, it's disappointing for Bongs as well, because he wants to stay and play in England.
Have you had any interest in any of your players, Paul? Any calls from other clubs possibly trying to snatch them away from you?
No, we've not, thankfully. And as long as it stays that way, I'll be quite happy, Jonathan. You know, what we've done, and we've managed to contract a few of the players already into next season and keep the players that we've wanted to keep. You know, and I've said all along, the core we've got of Andy Butler, Luke McCulloch, Rob Jones re-signing, Richie Wellens, Paul Keegan, Nathan Titus and Curtis May and James Coppinger and Harry Forrester. You know, that gives me a fantastic base to build on going into next year.
And I guess you must feel as well then that the sprinkling of players you're going to bring in to add to that, as you've mentioned, are players who are going to be able to thrust you into that top six.
It is, and it's players that we believe that are going to make us much better than we were last year. You know, we had spells last year where they looked really good, and we had spells last year that they were really poor. And what we want to do is get consistency. We want to get experience of people who know how to get up there and stay up there. And by that, I just don't mean people who are 34, 35. You know, there's a lot of good players out there who know what it takes to get up there in this division, and that's the sort of players that we're speaking to.
You missed out on Tom Pope as well. I know the last time we spoke, you were very keen on him. He's ended up going to Bury, who, incidentally, you'll face on the first day of the season. Were you disappointed that it looked like he was possibly coming to you, but has ended up going elsewhere?
Yeah, look, Tom, from my point of view, apart from actually signing, he's done everything absolutely right. He was very close to coming, and Bury came in and offered him a 3-year deal, whereas it was a 2-year, and we felt it. At Tom's age, a 3-year deal at the minute would have been a bit too much that they didn't want to commit to. But the main factor in it was location. You know, Tom's got a young family, and you know, Bury's training grounds, I think, half an hour from his house. The stadium's 40 minutes, and he didn't want to uproot his family. Whereas if we had signed him, you know, we want our tourists to move over and settle in the area rather than travelling an hour and a half, 2 hours every day. And, you know, that was the main factor in him going there.
I guess then lots of fans might have looked at it cynically and said, well, have we just been outbid in terms of the offer we could put on the table for him?
No, we weren't outbid at all. Well, I think maybe he got a little bit more, but it wouldn't have been anything that we would have been prepared to go to. But the main factor from Tom's point of view was location and not having to relocate his young family as well.
How are you feeling about the squad at the moment in time then? Like we've mentioned, you've managed to bring in your goalkeeper, you're working hard at others as well. There hasn't been that much business being done elsewhere, to be fair, at this stage. How are you feeling about your squad?
Yeah, I'm comfortable, Jonathan, I really am. You know, we're speaking to players, and we want to make sure it's the right players as well and not panic. I think it's important that as much as we want to get the right ones in, that we're patient with it. And, you know, I said at the end of last season we wanted a majority of our new signings in by the start of pre-season. That's not by the time we go to Portugal, and I'm still more than confident that that will happen.
And the fixtures came out yesterday as well, Paul. You start with a home game, which is obviously an advantage there, but you've then got Wigan away, second game of the season, the relegated Wigan side, one of the big hitters in the division next season, you would imagine.
Yeah, they will be. They will be very strong. I spoke to, actually, at a conversation with Gary Caldwell the other night there. I think they've got one aim, and that's straight back up automatically. What you would imagine with the players and the squad and the size of club that it is. But it's going to be a difficult division again. I don't think there's... We've seen it last year and, you know, previous years when I've been in League One. There's no games that you look at that you think you can win that or you can't win this one or you need to go there and make a draw. You know, that the results surprise everyone every week. But what we've just got to make sure that being at home the first game against Bury and then a big home game against Leeds on the Tuesday night, which will be fantastic for everybody that we get off to the best possible start.